The campaign for governor in New York is heating up. The state Democratic Party is running attack ads against the Republican candidate for governor, while the GOP candidate is fighting back with an internet video. We get more from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
Just 2 weeks before the party conventions, Democrats are airing negative attack ads targeting incumbent Governor Andrew Cuomo's Republican opponent, Rob Astorino.
Rob Astorino, so far right, he's wrong for New York.
The ads capitalize on a dispute that Astorino, the Westchester County executive, is having with the federal government over a plan to build fair housing in the county. The lawsuit requires the county to analyze its zoning laws and find potentially discriminatory practices and build affordable housing units in some of the county's predominantly white towns. But Astorino contends the county zoning is not discriminatory. He so far refused to authorize the housing projects. As a result, HUD is withholding over $5 million in funds. Democrats have seized on the issue.
Meet Rob Astorino. $10 million in penalties for civil rights violations. Threatened by the Department of Justice with contempt for his four-year refusal to stop discrimination.
The Reverend Al Sharpton visited a Westchester church to condemn Astorino, and he's threatened to protest at future campaign events. Larry Levy, with the National Center for Suburban Studies at Hofstra University, says the ads are an example of a classic campaign tactic against a relatively unknown opponent.
To get out there with as much negative stuff as you can to define him before he gets a chance to define himself or define you. Andrew Cuomo has a lot more money and a lot more name recognition than Rob Astorino, and he's trying to make sure that the first time that most people hear about Astorino will be in a Cuomo ad.
Astorino is fighting back with a web video where he accuses the Democrats and their leader, Governor Cuomo, of playing the race card.
How dare you throw out the race card when you know it doesn't apply? Have you no shame?
Astorino calls HUD's actions arbitrary federal interference and says the projects would result in insane hikes in property taxes. And he points out that Cuomo himself lives in one of the neighborhoods in Mount Kisco that the federal government contends is in violation of the desegregation order.
If you really think it discriminates, why did you move there? Why do you live there now? And why didn't you say anything about this before I was challenging you for governor? I've been your county executive for 4 years, and you've never made a peep.
Cuomo has not offered any comments on the dispute, which has led Astorino to accuse the governor of hiding behind surrogates. Cuomo, with his $33 million war chest, has the advantage and the bigger megaphone. Astorino's web video had just over 8,100 hits in its first 3 days, but Levy with Hofstra says that's far less than the impact of television ads airing in the New York City market, which could potentially reach millions.
Astorino is fighting like David with rocks against Goliath with spears and chariots.
He says if Astorino manages to raise substantial amounts of money from New Yorkers or attracts the interest of a national super PAC, he could counter the attacks. But Levy says the preemptive ads that portray Astorino in a negative light may make it even harder for the GOP candidate to raise that money. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.